Hello, I'm Dan Kershaw, a program manager on the Microsoft Graph. In this video, I'm going to give you an early look at Microsoft Graph extensibility and show you how you can use it in your own code. Here's what we're going to cover. Firstly, I'll give you a brief overview of the Microsoft Graph. Then I'll cover new extensibility features using a couple of demos. So, what is the Microsoft Graph? It's an API that lets your app work with data from Microsoft Cloud services, such as SharePoint, Outlook, Excel, and OneNote. You can read or write data using simple URLs such as /me or /groups to work with the nodes of the graph centered around people and groups. And because it's a graph, you can traverse relationships between nodes to easily jump from one cloud service to another. For example, getting an Excel file from OneDrive with /me/drive/item/file ID and then traversing over to Excel to access the workbook for that Excel file by following the /workbook link. What's more, you can access insights about your data based on machine learning, for example. You can find out which people you communicate the most with based on your use of email, meetings, Skype, and documents using the People API. Finally, all of this works whether you're building an application for work, school, or personal use through a single authentication endpoint. Typically, cloud services expose their own API endpoint and their data forms its own independent silo. However, with the Microsoft Graph, you can see that we've broken down the barriers between silos, providing a single, simple API. Through that single API endpoint, we're giving you access to rich data and insights. And while we're constantly growing those data sets by adding Microsoft Cloud services, we're now adding ways for developers to also extend the graph with your own application data. For example, you might decide to keep your app lightweight and store app-specific user profile data in Microsoft Graph by extending the user node. Alternatively, you might want to retain your own application user profile store and join this to users in the graph by adding your app's unique identifier to user nodes. Additionally, you could share your extension properties with other applications. Microsoft Graph offers two mechanisms to extend graph with your own data. First, we'll take a peek at OpenType extensions, and then we'll look at registered schema extensions. OpenType extensions gives you a very simple way to add data to a node in the graph in an ad hoc, non-schematized fashion, which I'll demo for you now. So, imagine I'm building an application that is available on lots of different client platforms, on desktop and mobile. I want my app to allow users to configure their UI experience so it's consistent no matter which device they use to sign into my app. This is a pretty common problem for most applications in this mobile-first, cloud-first world. So, how could I do that? First, let's look at the call to get the signed-in user's profile using the graph. Here, I'm signed in as admin@graphlearn.com, and I'm looking at my user profile through an application called Microsoft Graph Explorer. Graph Explorer, as the name suggests, allows me to explore the graph by making REST API calls. Now, I want to add some roaming settings to my user profile. In this call, I'm posting to the extensions collection on me. I'm specifying three properties, theme, color, and language, and their values. And there, that's it. That's all there is to storing data. Now, when I go ahead and retrieve my user profile record from any device, I can get the roaming information as part of the response by just expanding the extension in the request, as I have it here. And in the results, you can now see that as well as the rest of my user profile information, we've now got this roaming data as well. There we go, job done. How easy was that? Now, we'll take a look at the other mechanism for adding data to the graph, registered schema extensions. With registered schema extensions, you get to define the schema that you want to extend a class of nodes with, also known as entity types. It is limited to only extending nodes with new properties, but these are strongly typed properties. Once created, this schema is now available for use on the targeted node type. Even better, your schema, if made public, is also discoverable for other application developers to find and use and build further experiences on top. Let's see this in action. Let's imagine that I'm a developer in a learning management software company called GraphLearn that builds training courses and materials for businesses. Office groups with their rich collaborative experiences seems to be a fantastic way to deliver course content and record exercises amongst participants for both online courses and instructor-led courses. I want to make office groups used for training courses easily identifiable as training courses, which will allow other developers to also build rich experiences on top of our courses. So, how can I make this work? First, I'm going to extend the group node type with some rich training course metadata defined by a schema extension that I'm now going to register. To demonstrate this, I'm using Microsoft Graph Explorer again. Here, I'm going to post to schema extensions to create a brand new extension. In the body, I'm defining the name of the extension and the set of strongly typed properties that I'm adding as part of this new schema. You can see I'm adding ID, a name, and a type, which could be set to either instructor-led or online. And that I'm adding this schema to groups. Let's look at the response. There we go. And here I can see my new schema extension. It's ID, GraphLearn underscore courses, and GraphLearn is actually namespaced based on my organization's domain name, as I can see up here by in my sign-in name. I can also go ahead and get all schema extensions that are available. And I can see these schema extensions return to me. It's almost like a marketplace of extensions. If I scroll down, I can see the one that I just added. So now that the schema is registered, we can go and use it. So here I'm switching, and I'm going to create a new office group. Here I have the standard request and body for group creation. But now I'm also going to add the additional data that is going to mark this group as being used for a training course offered by my company, based on the schema that I just registered earlier. And there, that's it. New group created with this extra metadata that marks out this particular group as being used by my company. I could even sign in using a different application and read the same data and even find all the 1, 2, 3 training courses using a filter request on one of the schema extension properties. So, in this video, we've seen how you can add data to the Microsoft Graph using both OpenType extensions and registered schema extensions. Both types of extensions will be available in preview around December time for both Outlook and directory node types like messages, calendar events, users, groups, and organization. We'll continue to add more capabilities and support more node types too. To learn more, I encourage you to check out graph.microsoft.io to get started and try our samples on GitHub. And please, don't forget to tell us how you're doing on Twitter. We'd love to hear about your projects. Thank you for taking the time to learn about Microsoft Graph extensibility with me today.